Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue for this very special occasion for giving an honorary degree to Alfred Brendel. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. And since there are women present, I would like to remove my hat. It gets a little warm under there. There is the piper. So I would ask, please, that levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please rise for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning. Bonjour à tous. It's with the greatest of pleasure that I welcome all of you here to honor one of my great musical heroes. And that's not the main reason he's here, because he's my musical hero, but just happens to be. The principal will give all of you a more elaborate description of this great man's achievements. However, I will touch on only two that have affected me personally. I did not come from a musical family. In fact, the first live symphony concert I ever attended was in Boston Symphony Hall while I was at graduate school, and I heard Pierre Monteux conducting Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in 1956, and I was totally blown away. But in the mid-70s, I heard a recording of Mr. Brendel playing the Schubert Impromptus, Opus 90 and 142. I thought it was the most sublime music I had ever heard. Every time I've heard these impromptus by others, since, at least in my opinion, they never have measured up. My second unforgettable event was going twice to New York to hear Mr. Brendel's Beethoven Sonata Cycle at Carnegie Hall. He had given 77 recitals in 11 cities all over the world of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas. I was extremely fortunate to attend two of these concerts. And now it gives me great pleasure to invite Professor Anthony Massey to confirm the honorary degree on behalf of the Senate to Mr. Alfred Brendel.
Mr. Chancellor, it is the tradition of McGill University that honorary degrees be presented at our spring or fall convocation ceremonies. However, this being a most unique event and part of our Beattie Lecture Series, we are delighted to award this degree today. As provost of this university, and by virtue of the powers conferred upon me by its Senate, I declare that on March 23, 2011, the University Senate resolved that the degree of Doctor of Music, honoris causa, be bestowed upon Mr. Alfred Brendel. En ma qualité de vice-principal exécutif de cette université et en vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat, je déclare que le 23 mars 2011, le Sénat de l'Université a décidé de décerner la grade de Doctor en musique, honoris causa, or Monsieur Alfred Brendel. I now invite Principal and Vice Chancellor Professor Heather Monroe Bloom to introduce our most distinguished honorary degree recipient.
Bonjour et bienvenue, chers invités. Alfred Brendel. It is our great privilege today to honor Alfred Brendel, a leading artist of the 20th and 21st centuries, with his exceptional performances, prolific recordings, and elegant writing. Alfred Brendel has inspired generations of musicians and musician lovers around the globe. Born in Wiesenberg, Moravia, now the Czech Republic, in 1931, Alfred Brendel did not come from a family of musicians. Growing up in Austria and Yugoslavia in the 1930s, he said that he was neither a strong sight reader nor blessed with an excellent memory. Alfred Brendel was given his first piano lesson at the age of six and studied for a time at the Graz Conservatory with Ludovica von Kahn, but for a few master classes with Edwin Fischer and Edward Stehermann, his formal training ended at the age of 16. But somehow, guided by his own inner compass, he developed his talents as a musician, a writer, a poet, an artist. And with a tireless curiosity for culture and learning, Alfred Brendel became one of the great musical minds and contributors of our time. Much has been written about Mr. Brendel's extraordinary contributions to music. Widely acclaimed as one of the indisputable authorities in musical life today, he is renowned as a pianist of immense control, finesse, beauty, and expressivity, who with faithful advocacy has reinvented the world's great composers for a modern public. Critics praise the quality and scope of the musical vision combined with drama, spiritual intensity and thought, the profound wisdom, pathos, and tenderness of his performance. His intellectual integrity and the classical balance of his playing tie an emotional sensibility to a strong sense of musical architecture. Mr. Brendel's influence on other musicians has been enormous, some as his students and many more through his performances and his classic books on music, Musical Thoughts and Afterthoughts, and Music Sounded Out, both of which are considered essential reading for pianists. Mr. Brendel has also written 3 collections of poems and continues to give lectures and poetry readings in addition to master classes. Then, after a career that spanned 60 years, Mr. Brendel bowed out gracefully from the concert stage in 2008. His final appearance with the Vienna Philharmonic was voted one of the 100 greatest cultural moments of this past decade. Alfred Brendel has received numerous honorary degrees from several universities, including Oxford and Yale. He was named an honorary Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire in 1989 for outstanding service to music in Britain. He has received numerous international prizes as well, including the Hans von Bülow Medal from the Berlin Philharmonic in 1992, the Lifetime Achievement Award at both the Medim Ken Classical Awards and the Edison Awards in Holland, the prestigious Beethoven Ring, and the 2010 Gramophone Lifetime Achievement Award. It is with great pride and full happy heart that we welcome to McGill today Mr. Alfred Brendel. We are deeply grateful that he will be sharing his unparalleled talent and unique perspective with us as this year's Distinguished Beattie Memorial Lecturer. And it is now with great pride that I call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Mr. Alfred Brendel the University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Music, honoris causa.
Thank you, Principal Monroe Bloom. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the honorary degree ceremony. Traditionally, at this moment in the ceremony, the honorary degree recipient would be invited to deliver a convocation address. But as you know, today we are doubly delighted that Dr. Alfred Brendel, our most recent McGill graduate, will instead deliver this year's Beattie Lecture. The platform party will recess and join you in the audience, and there will be a brief pause before Dr. Brendel returns to the stage. During the break, a musical intermezzo will be played. Alfred Brendel performs the first movement of Beethoven's 5th piano concerto, The Emperor, with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Simon Rattle. The producer of this recording is none other than McGill's professor, Martha DeFrancisco. Thank you.